Research. Prospect Study, Unlocking Secrets of PSP and CBD. Back in 2015, PSPA funded the most ambitious research study in its history. The charity invested £1.3 million into the Prospect Study, which became the flagship project of a newly created research network. The research network was coordinated from the Institute of Neurology at UCL and involves 28 centres, all with a strong focus on PSP and CBD research and care. The study brought together leading experts from many areas of biomedical research, including neuroimaging, clinical analysis, pathology and genetics. It allowed the sharing of patient samples and data, helping to foster greater collaboration in PSP and CBD research. This research network is just one of the ways that Prospect is making a lasting difference to PSP and CBD research. The Prospect study had two arms. One part of the study involved the collection of blood, spinal fluid from a lumbar puncture, brain scans and clinical information from patients over several years, enabling researchers to make new discoveries based on the way that PSP and CBD change over time. A separate cross-sectional arm of the Prospect study collects one-off blood samples, generating a resource for investigating indicators of disease in blood, as well as genetic data. Anyone with a diagnosis of PSP or CBD could take part in this arm of the study and can give blood at their local GP surgery. Prospect has created a much-needed resource for researchers to help identify therapeutic treatment targets. From this study, there is now a biobank of data, samples, and brain images, enabling researchers to better understand disease biology, potential therapeutic targets, genetic determinants, and clinical subtypes of atypical Parkinsonian disorders. Marta Thielman-Jensen, a research coordinator at UCL, who has worked on the Prospect study since 2020, said, "In terms of information and data we collect through Prospect, we cast the net pretty wide, something you need to do when there is so much that is unknown. We wanted to know everything that affected people with PSP or CBD, their history, where they lived in their life, as well as symptoms of their disease, and how it affects them. We want to develop an understanding of why a person gets PSP or CBD. We also want to find a way to speed up diagnosis, and of course, to develop potential new treatments. The data collected through Prospect will greatly help with this. We've learned a lot since it began in 2015. We know that the prevalence of PSP is greater than we had anticipated. There is more research taking place now than ever before, potentially including new clinical trials. We're at an exciting stage, and I do believe that during my career we will see effective treatments for PSP and CBD. As well as building up a body of knowledge and data to help unlock the secrets of PSP and CBD, another important outcome of Prospect is that it's helped to secure further investment. The National Institute for Health and Care Research and the Medical Research Council is investing £14 million into 11 projects that make up the Rare Disease Research UK platform. As part of this investment, a team comprising Bristol, Cambridge, UCL and Oxford has been awarded a grant to continue the important work of mapping the journey of people with atypical Parkinsonian disorders, which was started by the Prospect study, with a focus on improving early diagnosis for patients with PSP, CBS and MSA. The team at UCL continue to recruit participants for the Prospect study as it enters a new phase, alongside the Express study, the early assessment, diagnosis and treatment of Parkinson's plus related syndromes, that's Express study, aims to have recruited 500 participants by 2028.